Big Tits Sex Therapist Gets a Warm Reception. Written by Charlie the Wanking Wanker. Voiced by Kingswoman. Nota bene, this is a big one, so make sure you're sitting comfortably and have plenty of lubricant, time, at your disposal. There was a sad emergency in the practice earlier this week. A lad who has been a long-standing patient of mine had a relapse. He was found in his bedroom, lying on his bed, with his cock out and in a big spunky mess. He is one of my patients with wanking problems. He was taken to hospital, and I'm pleased to inform you that he and his cock are doing well. I had been giving him twice weekly sessions to try and help out with his wanking problem, but clearly this is not enough. I must tell him to come up and see me more often once he gets out of hospital. Thank you. Things are going well in the practice. There has been a dramatic increase in the workload recently. All sorts of wankers, perverts, and just generally filthy fucking bastards are finding their way to me with their dreadful wanking problems. I like my hand job. Job, and I get a lot of satisfaction out of giving these fucking dirty perverts what they deserve. Helping these poor bastards with their troubles. Most of my clients seem to be doing well, responding in big spurts to my methods and treatments. Although, I'm afraid Charlie Bigcock, Charlie Allcock, remains on my books. No, not literally. That's just some of my lunch from yesterday. I haven't been able to let that big fucking bastard off the hook. Quaw, what a fucking huge cock that fucking wanker has got. What a terrible problem he has. I haven't been able to sign the dirty fucker off yet. That fucking dickhead is the most severe of cases. A big challenge. Sorry, I'm just in the habit of licking my lips when talking about my work, which I enjoy so much. If you're interested, I'll give you a rundown on my methods of treating that wankpot Charlie another time. You remember my receptionist, Janet. She's gone down well on the clients. She has settled in nicely. I often open my office door to find a row of clients and Tony the caretaker watching her change the light bulb above her desk. Janet standing up there on the desk in her very short skirts, with her shapely legs and fantastic ass on full display. That light does seem to go curiously often. I must speak to Tony about his bulbs. Sorry, where was I? Janet is an accomplished receptionist, and I get it on with her very well. We get on well. She is very hard-working and a joy to have around the office, especially in those short skirts. Oh, whoops, I dribbled a bit there. I will just wipe that off my ample bosom. I have a 5-drawer filing cabinet in my office where I store the files of current clients' paperwork for ease of access. Ease of access to the files, not to the clients, of course. Ha ha ha. I maintain a strictly professional attitude to my clients at all times of the night and day. You never know when you may be overcome by the urge to respond to some poor fucker's emergency, so I keep their numbers handy on my phone in case I feel that they need my assistance. The bottom drawer of the filing cabinet wasn't being used, so I put some of my personal effects in there. Janet comes in between patients whom I am seeing to put away the files I've been wanking on. Working on. Well, for the past 2 weeks, Janet's skirts seem to have been getting even shorter, judging by the state of clients when they make it past her desk into my office. I have been getting quite a show at filing time. Janet goes over to the filing cabinet and bends over, giving me a good view up her very short skirts at her sexy stocking-clad legs. Her skirt rises over her beautiful ass cheeks as she opens and closes the cabinet drawers. I get a great scenario of her skimpy panties stretched tightly over her cunt. I have to say, since I've been getting these upskirt views of Janet's sexy legs and incredible arse, I have been fingering myself when I go to bed at night, and I often think of these images of her fantastic, well-rounded arse before falling asleep, purely in order to consider what effect they have on those poor bastards, my many fucking wanker clients, of course. The fingering and the use of my Pirate's Katsuni Revenge of the Sea Rabbit vibrator just help me sleep better so I can rise fresh and bright, ready to embrace whatever dirty perverts are on my appointment list for the day. Well, today is Friday, so the practice isn't that busy. I spent the morning entertaining myself with a few clients and getting a sexy panty show from Janet in between their therapy sessions. It's lunchtime now, and I only have one more appointment this afternoon. That appointment is with Charlie the Wanking Fucker. Knowing that he is a big tits-obsessed bastard, I have dressed extremely carefully so as to ensure maximum effect on his huge fucking knob. I mean, so as to ensure I can get a really good seeing to before the weekend. I mean, to ensure he is properly seen to. I'm wearing black-seamed stockings, slutty red come-fuck-me shoes, suspenders, short skirt, and the lowest-cut top that I have in my wardrobe. My top is struggling to contain my enormous knockers. I even noticed Janet taking an interest in my colossal cleavage. While she was going over the list of the morning's clients, she seemed unable to take her eyes off those bulging motherfuckers supported by the black and red satin FF cut bra, partly visible in my low-cut top. I was finishing writing up the case notes on my last patient when the phone rang. I could hear it from my office, but Janet wasn't answering it. One thing I have noticed with Janet is that she goes off to the ladies' toilets rather a lot. I can't complain, as she keeps on top of her workload. She keeps on top of her workload. I picked up the call on my desk phone. It was that fucking wanker, Charlie. I could tell the lazy fucking bastard was going to bail out on me, with the weekend coming and my last client having staggered off already, having merely had a tit fuck instead of the full treatment, as I was saving myself for Charlie's marquee pole. "Hello, Mrs. Alltits. It's Charlie the Wanking Bastard," Charlie says. "Oh, hello, Charles, and how the fuck are you today?" I reply politely. "Not that well, actually. That's why I'm calling. Something's come up," says the fucking cunt. I fucking knew it. "That wouldn't be your fucking cock, would it?" I quip, in the faint hope that he'll say he needs a double session. "Well, I had a load of porn that I've ordered come through the post this morning," the dirty prick continues, "and I've been wanking the fuck out of my cock. Now I've had to go to hospital with wanker's cramp. The nurse is bandaging my hand up," Charlie whines pathetically. I'm so cross, because of my anxiety about him not getting the necessary treatment he deserves that afternoon, that I can't say anything for a moment. That bastard is lucky he isn't in my office right now. I'd give him a fucking spanking for wasting all his spunk on some filthy load of porn instead of saving it to spurt over my big tits. "Are you still there, Mrs. Big Tits?" Charlie asks. "That's Mrs. Alltits, you asshole!" I scream down the phone at him. Possibly, in my anxiety about Charlie missing his treatment, I might have raised my voice a few decibels above the strictly professional level. I felt a twinge of satisfaction when I heard him saying, "Ow, that hurt my ear!" "You fucking wanker," I scold him. "I suppose you're going to have to cancel my appointment with you this afternoon now." "Sorry, Mrs. Alltits," the pervy jerk simpers insincerely. "By the way, the nurse is asking if my therapist is Lucy Alltits, who came and gave them a course recently. She says, send best regards from Bertha Boobalicious. Yes, my name is Lucy. That's spelt L-U-C-E, but not pronounced loose, of course. It's pronounced Lucy, as in juicy. Oh, I say, you're in the hands of Nurse Boobalicious, are you? Yes, says Charlie. Well, Nurse Boobalicious is very well trained, I say. I know this because I trained her myself. We went shopping together afterwards. Poor Nurse Boobalicious is a 38K cup, and I'd noticed that her humongous fun bags were straining at the inadequate support provided by a tacky Wonder Bra. I took her to my own hammock store, I mean outsize lingerie boutique, and she has been a devoted friend ever since. You are in good hands, Charlie. Nurse Boobalicious has a great set of tits, I mean qualifications. You bet your juicy wet cunt she has, Mrs. Alltits, the randy bastard howls happily. OK then, Charlie. Janet will send you a new appointment in the post, I say, as I put the phone down. What will poor Mrs. Alltits do now to satisfy those amazingly strong professional urges she gets to help her poor, depraved, wanking clients? To be continued.